At a relatively recent appointment, someone told me that I was her most positive and upbeat patient. I could honestly give God all of the credit. Yes, people in medical and private situations have observed my positive attitude in the face of significant physical pain from pre-existing conditions and injuries, but you can ask my wonderful husband and my family. It's not an act. It's not something I put on in order to go out in public. No, it's a discipline. It is a Christ-focused discipline, and it's all because of Him. He enables me to focus on what He is doing more than what the enemy is doing. Now, this is in no way a tribute to me. It is a tribute to Christ. It's an intentional, Christ-enabled positive attitude. It takes daily discipline, and it's not based on my feelings or my pain levels, certainly. It's why I'm getting my PhD. I deeply desire to share the comfort that God has shared with me and to help others, especially women and children, to hope, heal, and reach their God-given potential. So when you hear me on the radio, see me on TV or whatever, maybe you see my positive posts on social media, please know that they do not come from some out-of-touch or inauthentic attempt to sound good. No, it's because Christ is so good. It's time that we cut loose and talk about how good He is. He is bigger and more than able to grant us grace, to have the grit to get through anything. Take His word to heart with me from 2 Corinthians 12:9. But He has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me." Oh, my friends, today, no matter what weighs on your heart, take it to the cross. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, "Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours." Maybe you've been tempted lately to start staring at the darkness. Please ask the Lord to help you to refocus on our glorious, victorious Lord Jesus Christ. Keep shining. Share Christ's light wherever and with whomever. Yes, share the truth with love, with action, with prayer, with word. And remember, His victory is forever. How I cherish the reality of His eternal victory and my security in Him. Yes, that's why I have a positive attitude. It's all because of Him. And our Lord Jesus Christ offers the same grace to you. He is how to have a positive attitude. Knowing Him and making it a discipline to look for the good that He is doing or has done or will do. All of that cannot be substituted. And then ask the Lord to use you to be a blessing to others. This helps to blur out the background problems and help us see more clearly from His perspective as we focus on Him. He empowers and gives the grace to do it. We just need to believe and trust and take His word to heart and apply it. Nothing cancels Christ's promises. Ask Him to help you focus on Him anew and have a biblically positive attitude. Daily decide to count blessings. Give Him praise instead of counting only our problems. With Christ, you can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You and praise You that You are good. Thank You for Your word, which is true. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for coming, for dying on the cross, bearing the punishment for our sins, for conquering sin and death. We personally place all of our trust in You and what You did on the cross for us. We welcome You to rule our lives. We repent of our sin. We embrace You as You reach out to us, and we thank You that You love us and are willing to save us. Lord Jesus, please draw people to Yourself, comfort them, and help them to rely completely on You. Cast our cares upon You, give You all the prayer requests submitted to Praying Pals, and ask for Your will in every way. Pray for our country, our veterans, all persecuted believers, leaders, churches, our pastors. We just ask for Your best for each one. And we thank You so much that You are You. In Jesus' name, amen.